Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about forbearance and foreclosures.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. So my investors are asking me, will there be a strong foreclosure market in 2021 or 2022 because of the COVID activity that has restricted employment and residual impact on mortgages themselves with people and their ability to pay?
I've been through seven recessions that have generated foreclosures on various properties. And depending on the length of the recession, it generated potentially deep foreclosures and banks having to offload their real estate at discount prices. The question then comes, based upon the forced recession that has been forced on us by the China virus, and our governor for the state of Oregon has made certain dictates that things will happen, period. The forbearance of rent paid by tenants, which is fine, except if you're a landlord with a mortgage payment and your bank is not offering you the same deal, you got to dig in your Levi's to cover the spread.
Well, I'm going to try to be a little bit of sunshine here after
That's
that
good.
Pitch. In regards to the properties going into foreclosure, 42% of homes nationally right now are held free and clear. There is no mortgage. So the conversation...
What was that percent again?
42% of homes in the United States are... currently free and clear. Yes, I applaud every one of them. The average homeowner has $177,000 in equity across the country. So there is some
equity or debt?
An equity.
Okay.
$177,000 in equity currently.
Okay.
So what that says is we have some more endurance. Also, those families, the 4.2 million families granted forbearance, 2.5 have extended their forbearance period, 1.2 have performed as if there was no forbearance option, and just 182,000 people chose to pay the mortgage off and not get engaged in that game at all. So people are really fighting that idea of letting go of their home ownership.
Well, and that's interesting. That would suggest that for those of you who are sitting on the sidelines licking your chops, just waiting for the blood to be in the street from foreclosures where the lenders will be dumping out houses at reduced prices, that isn't probably going to happen. Is that a reasonable assessment?
Yes, I think that is. And there is a question of what percentage of owners, homeowners, are the ones that are unemployed? Is unemployment basically a socioeconomic circumstance where those who are still renters are the most unemployed? So there's that ratio, too, that's something to look into
yes.
in the numbers.
Yep.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.